In the first study, we spoke about what God did for us on the cross. He presented to us a great salvation that we can enjoy in a very wonderful way that will bring joy to our hearts, will bring glory to His name, and it should bring in us appreciation of what He has done for us on the cross through His Son, our Lord and Savior. And in our study, there is God's portion that He did perfectly, but it is mentioned in the previous study that there is a portion that we have to do to work out our salvation and to present our lives to be a testimony to show Christ in it. And I just want to mention a few points in Colossians 2 verses 5, 6, and 7. The apostle used six pictures to show us that Christ should be all in all for us in our lives. He should be our food. He should be our enjoyment. He should be our captain. He should be our leader. He is our shepherd. In Colossians 2, 5, 6, and 7, he mentions six pictures. The first picture, he's saying that, last part of the verse 5, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And here he's using an army picture. He see the believers are in a war. They are fighting. And they are in order, they are steadfast, they are strong in the Lord, because the Lord is our captain. He is the leader in our war. And Ephesians 6 reminds us that we should be strong in the Lord and the might of His power. We are not alone as we fighting the enemy. As the children of Israel went through the difficulties and the battles, they had the Lord before them. He had the Lord in the midst as Joshua was the leader, and they had the Lord before them as Moses was praying for them. And in our difficulties, in our warfare facing the enemies, we can look to the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. The second picture, verse 6, he say that as you received Christ the Lord, so walk in Him. And here the picture of a pilgrimage. Somebody walking, and we have the Lord Jesus walking after Him. He is our example, and we should be imitators of Him. As He walked here on earth, we can have Him as our example, a role model in every aspect. As He did here, we should walk in Him. First John chapter 2 verse 6, as He walked here, we should also walk here in our life. The third picture being rooted. And here is a plant that before the plant grow above the ground, always the plant has to grow under the ground. We should have our secret and private time with the Lord to meditate on Him, to feed on Him, to be in growing in our relationship with the Lord as He is the vine. We should be also the branches that always abiding in Him. The fourth picture being built up in Him and established in the faith. And here we see a picture of a building. The building to be established, it has to be the foundation. And we are reminded that we should be built on the foundation and the teaching of the apostles and the prophets. And Christ is the chief cornerstone. He is the foundation on whom we are built on. Then the fifth picture, being taught. And here we have the picture of the teacher, and we are the disciples. All disciples are Christians, but not all Christians are disciples. Are we following the Lord as a teacher, as a master, and we are taught by Him, we are learning from Him, sitting at His feet, hearing His word? And then the sixth picture is the picture of a river, abounding in it with thanksgiving. If we had the five aspects in our lives, He also will be our object of praise. We present through Him to our Father our worship and thanksgiving. Our life and our hearts will be overflowing in joy and thanksgiving to God the Father. May the Lord help us. We are saved by Him, but He also should be our object. It is a great thing to for God that we are saved. But I think it is a greater thing for God to see us having Christ Jesus as our object in our lives, to magnify Him and to glorify Him in all aspects of our lives.